Dillingham getting here, beating Alekniak last night, beating Togiak the night before. King Cove getting here by beating Bristol Bay. And, oh, let's see, probably... Manicotic last night. Both teams well coached. Both teams fairly disciplined. Dillingham with a new coach and new attitude. I love the way they're playing this year. They're going to be fun to watch. Win, lose, or draw tonight, they are going to leave it on the floor. The King Cove team's got two standouts that I can see. One is Elena Mack. She's a junior starter. And that girl's a real deal. She'll do things that just surprise the heck out of you and make them look easy. The other one is their big gal, Jalea Duarte, also a junior. So they've got a bright future, and they've only got one senior, two seniors. So one of them really doesn't play as much. Dillingham, senior, a little senior heavy. They've got Nunn, Kapotic, and I believe Finkenbinder, Brittany George, and Teresa Williams, all seniors. Kylie Sifkoff also. So a lot of seniors on this squad. We'll see how they match up tonight. It's going to be a fun game. I don't care who wins tonight. These guys will be fun. Hoot, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, buddy. How are you?
You ready for a good game here?
I am ready for a good game.
All right. Why don't you go ahead? Do you want to give the King Cove the roster real quick?
Okay. We've got number 11, Maddie Newman. Sadie Newton, number 15. Arana Mack, number 20. Rayetta Kusakin, 21.
Kusakin.
Okay. Leilani Brandel, 25. Jalela Duarte, 35. Bethany Brandel, 40. Kayla Calvin, 41, and Monica Yachmanov, 50.
Yep. Not bad for a hilltopper or hillsider or side hill or whatever the heck you are.
Old Mountaineer.
Old Mountaineer, there you go. You guys got flat hills down there. For the Wolverines, Twig Babla, number 5, number 11, Alyssa Nunn, number 13, Gene Krause, number 15, Kendra Kapotic, number 20, Shania Johnson, 21, Addie Whitcomb, 22, Reagan Finkenbinder, 24, Brittany George, 31, Teresa Williams, and 33, Kylie Sifsoff. The Wolverines are coached by Lindsay Leyland and assisted by John Krause. Well, we got, we're going to run three refs in this game tonight. It should be better coverage for the referees, a little less pressure on them.
Be easier on them.
Referees haven't done a bad job here this weekend. I've had a couple of problems with them, but, you know, if I don't criticize them, who's going to?
Well, yeah, they're human. They got to make mistakes, too.
I did come to the rescue run yesterday. I was down standing on the floor talking with Ryan Saville, who's a heck of a ref. And one of the players' dads came over and said, you know, the refs can do this, the refs can do that. And we just stood there and listened to him. And I started to walk away. I patted him on the shoulder, the father that is. And I said, I think you got a shirt on a picture. Yeah, ended the conversation right there.
Yeah.
I used to wear the stripes, so.
I do too. I referee several games. I got a lot of respect for him.
Well, we're about ready to go. Both teams have been introduced.
I guess everyone can hear this gym is rocking.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a loud one. I hope we are loud enough for you guys to hear. If not, listen harder. All right, King Cove on the floor, wearing their black uniforms tonight, black and gold. The rookies. I've heard rumors that the rookies were the female bears down there, and the Tundra Jacks were the males. just a rumor from what I understand. I don't know. Either way, rookies in the Wolverines. You've got Duarte and Kapotic at the center circle. And the tip is won by the rookie. Quickly down floor. Quick shot by number 15, Sadie Newton. Court violation almost of the rookie. And a turnover by the Wolverines as Abby Whitcomb can't get her hands on the ball from Kylie Stiffsoff. Inbound to Duarte. Hands off to Mack. Mack cross court to Sadie Newton. Newton into the high post. Now to Mack. Down to the baseline to Grandel. Her shot no good. Rebound to Potick. To Potick to Whitcomb. Whitcomb comes up court. No press. No pressure. Not on a missed shot. Whitcomb with the ball. Dribbles into the middle. Ball tipped away. Alyssa Nunn starting the game for the Wolverines tonight. Quickly down court is Mack. Pressure on her. Kendrick Capata playing Mack. And ball to Duarte. Out of bounds. Off of the hands of Newton. Nice defense. Good help by the Wolverines.
But both of them are a little out of shape. They need to calm down and play ball.
Yeah, they're definitely nervous tonight. And as well they should be. This is a... Well, it's a pressure game. It's a championship game. You're supposed to have a little pressure. Krause with the ball out top. Dribbles off her foot. Into the hands of Max. She's on her horse down to the other end. Lays it up and in. Nice hustle by Kapotic. Almost caught her. Whitcomb with the ball. 2-0 rookies. Whitcomb with the ball. She's got Newton on her. Goes inside. Tipped away by Grandel. She brings it down. And tipped away again. We got a scrum as Kylie Stiffsoff pulls the ball away from Grandel, and it's going to be Dillingham ball. Now we're going to look at the press from the rookies. Thrown away right off the bat into the hands of Max. She pulls up. Long on the three-point shot. Grandel gets the rebound, puts it back up. No one boxed her out. We got a quick timeout by the Wolverines. If we could get a long pass there, I mean, they're face guarding. I think we could probably beat them down the court, but that's still not a very good way to play. You're going to hit the ball inbounds against a zone press. Or a man-to-man press for that matter, you still have to screen, you still have to reverse the ball, and then push it up the floor.
You do, and you have to take the ball to the middle of the floor. You don't want it sideline or put it in the coffin corner.
The sideline is just another player that's going to trap you.
That's it.
That's why you reverse it. You bring it to one side, you reverse it, and then you head the other way.
And going over the top is a good way to do it.
If you can. But you can't stand and stop in one spot and expect the ball to come to you. It just doesn't happen. Now we go over the top. And it's stolen by the rookie, Monica Yetmenov. Out to Mack. She hits a three. 7-0. Mack steals the ball from Abby Whitcomb as she tries to spin away from trouble. Now they get out of control and they're throwing the ball over top of each other's heads. And we got a traveling violation by Grandel. Wolverine's just got to settle down and get the ball. Ball tipped away again, right into the hands of Duarte. And she's called for a foul. No, the foul was on number 33 of Dillingham. That'd be Stiffsoff. Freddie Young go down to Duarte in the low post. Tipped off. Grandel picked it up. Out to Mack, top of the key, center circle. crossover, spins, goes in the middle, scoop shot. Nice shot by Mac. Dillingham barely gets it across the timeline. 11-0. Wolverines in a hole right off the bat. Krause with the ball. Goes to the left side. Lays it up. She's fouled. And she goes around Brandell. And Brandell fouls her on the shot. So we're going to get two charity shots here. Let's hope she can hit some free throws.
They need to break ice and get into the score.
Nerves. It happens.
Yeah.
First shot up and good.
Yeah, Dillingham's already got 5 turnovers. That's not good.
Into the game is Finkenbinder. Reagan, she's a bit of a spark plug. Abby taking a quick break. Second shot by Krause, up and also good. 2-11. King Cole comes down, Finkenbinder on Mack. And we got an illegal screen by number 35, Jayla Jalea Duarte. She didn't get set. Ball into the hands of Finkenbinder. She gets going down court. Gets it to Kapotic. Down low to Kylie Fistoff. She goes in. Duarte. Lays it up and in. 4-11. Mack pulls up from 25 feet and hits it. That was an impressive shot.
That was pretty.
Kapotic with the ball in her hands now across the timeline. She's got Mack on her and stolen by Yasmina. Back to Mack. Finkenbinder on her. Mack throws the ball away over the head of Yasmina. Krause looking for someone to get the ball to. Gets it to Kapotic. Back to Krause. Krause bringing it up court. She going to the left side. Right down low to Sifsoff. Ball kicked around in there. Finally picked up by Brandell. Mack having a little trouble with the handle. She crosses over. She goes into the key. Alyssa Nunn heading the other way. She's got a layup. Very good. Rebound to Alyssa Nunn out to Krause. And stolen by Mack. Mack goes the other way. She lays it up and in. Well, that was a 4-point swing right there. Quickly down to Nunn. Her pocket's picked by Mack. They've got to be more aggressive if they're going to get in there and do that. Mack misses the layup. Rebound the big girl from King Cove, Duarte. And there's a foul on the play, on the rebound. Subs into the game. We've got Brittany George coming in and also Abby Whitcomb. Going real small here because Kendra Kapotic and Alyssa Nunn both come out of the game. Long inbound pass to Yashmanoff. Long shot by Mack. Rebound to Duarte. She misses the shot and then she fouls. That's going to be at least 2 on her.
That is 2.
.242 left in the first quarter, 4-16. Abby pushing hard up the court, throws the ball away to Duarte, down to court to Mack. Mack goes up, misses the shot, rebound Whitcomb, and the ball tipped out of her hand. Dillingham basketball. Quick Whitcomb with the ball. Down low to Finkenbinder. She puts it up. Her shot no good. Rebound tipped around in there. Thrown away by... King Cole. Picked up in the backcourt by Dillingham. Whitcomb with it across the timeline. Still 4-16. Mack out on the ball. Tipped away. And off of Finkenbinder. Finkenbinder's going to have to be a little tougher with that ball, Hoop.
Have to take better care of it.
He holds it out in front of her. Yeah. And Mack is going to steal it from her.
She's got quick hands.
Almost a steal by Finkenbinder. Mack to Randell. Back to Mack. Right down the middle. Stops and pops from six. No good. Rebound Whitcomb. Whitcomb gets the ball to Tweet into the game. Abby now with the ball crossing half court. Buck 26 on the clock. Brittany George with the ball. She goes to the baseline. Tries to get the ball. Throws it right into the hands of Duarte. Duarte picks it up, gives it back to Mack. Mack crosses over, kicks it out over to Brandell. Newton also touched it in that process. Crosses over into the middle of the key. 2 foot jump stop, throws it up, no good. Finkenbinder with the ball. She's going down the court. She gets fouled by Newton. It's going to be Dillingham basketball right below us. Back into the game is Kapotic giving Krause a break. Whitcomb with the ball. Newton on her. We got an illegal screen by Tweet as she wasn't set.
Ouch, it's 11 turnovers.
Duarte taking a break, and Calvert into the game. Mack directing traffic from the top. She drives into the middle, kicks it out. Long three-pointer from the baseline. No good. Whitcomb with the ball. She gets slapped by Mack. That's five fouls on the rookies. Whitcomb with the ball. She's coming across the timeline. Newton on her. She stops. Gets tied up. A lot of hands in there. Gets it into Kapotic at the low post. And we got a lot of arm. Foul on number 15, Sadie Newton. Her second. Get the ball into Tweet in the low post. Misses the shot. Gets her own rebound. Tipped out of bounds. Still Dillingham ball. Going to be Brittany George bringing the ball in under their basket. To Kapotic. Kapotic, she turns around. No good on the shot. Rebound. It's going to pushes it down the left side. To Brandell. Brandell all by herself. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Tweet boxes out. Keeps the ball from being touched. It's going to be Dillingham ball. We got 5.8 seconds. See if they can get something out of this. They push it up court. In the middle. 3 seconds. No. Didn't get it off in time. A little slow on the draw there. End of one quarter of the championship game. 4 for the Dillingham Lady Wolverines and 16 for the King Cole rookies. Hope, anything stand out? Lots of turnovers?
Lots of turnovers. Dillingham had 11 for the quarter, and they're not going to win doing that. They got value the ball a lot better. Don't hold it in front of them.
Yeah, yeah. Their rookies are digging and grabbing at everything.
Oh, yeah. That Elena Mack. She's got 14 and King Cove 16 points. The girls will score.
I have coached some very, very good basketball players, some very, very good girl basketball players. I've seen a lot of really, really good basketball players, and Mack is right there with any of them that I've ever seen.
She is. She's really, really good.
She understands the direction the team's going. She understands what the coach wants. She's an extension of the coach on the floor, which is what you always want.
Oh, yeah. And she shares the ball. I mean, she's not selfish with it.
And King Cole brings it in, into the hands of Matt. Finkenbinder on her. Nice pass from the outside to the inside. Missed shot by Newton. Kapotik with the ball. Spins at the free throw line. Jump shot, no good. Rebound Mack. She's pushing hard up the left side. Looked head up the whole time. Stops, pops. Short. Rebound Kapotik. Into the hands of Whitcomb. She comes up the left side. Finkenbinder with a three. Little short. Rebound Mack. Now we're out to Vandell. She's on the right side. Back to Newton. Newton hands off to Mack. Back to Newton. Up top now, center circle is Mack. She steps through the screen. And shot by Calder, no good. Rebound, Abby Whitcomb. Abby's pass stolen by Brandell and almost stolen back by Capata. Picked up by Mack, pushing hard. Mack going to the right side, all the way to the basket. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound, Calver. And back to Mack. She's going to pull up from three and drain it. Nothing you can do about that. You get a hand in her face. That's all you can do. Horror to 19. King Cole. Brandell steals the ball. She gets it to Mack, top of the key. Back to Brandell. To Newton. Her shot, her three-pointer up and good. 22-4, King Cole. They've sucked the life out of this gym, Hoot.
Oh, they did. The crowd is quieted down. Really quieted down.
Yeah, it's
good time out for Coach Raylan, though. These girls just need to calm down and play their game.
Yeah, they've got to have someone coming to the ball up on the, where they get it across the half court. They're trying to make passes inside when people are standing still instead of having someone come to the ball.
And these King and Cove girls anticipate, they're looking to steal the ball.
Oh, yeah.
And they're always looking to take away.
Yep. Well, they're well coached. Their coach, Gary Lamar, I've had a chance to talk to with him a couple of times. And he's got a long history of coaching basketball in Texas. He's got over 600 wins, which is nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, that's
only that right now.
That's impressive on any level.
Yep.
Yeah, somebody was telling me the back girl for King Cove has scored 50 on more than one occasion this season. I believe it.
Oh, yeah. She's a player. There's no doubt about it. We got a foul on number 41. Calver is she's guarding Capata, bringing the ball up court. Calver reaches in. We got a 1-1. We're going to walk to the other end, and Kapotik's going to shoot a couple, or at least one free throw. .556 left in the first half. 4-22. Billingham can't get off the snide here. They've got to get a shot. They've got to get some baskets. It can't just be free throws. First shot up, no good. Rebound Calver into the hands of the Astronaut. Now into the trusting hands of Mack. Mack comes down, twig on her. Now Kapotik three-pointer up, no good. Rebound gets tipped all the way back to her. She floats into the middle and lays it up and in. Whitcomb with the ball across the timeline. Yachmanoff on her. She goes all the way to the baseline, kicks it back out to Kraus over to Twig on the left side. Almost threw it away. Kraus picks it up. She goes to the baseline. Little runner, no good. Rebound Calver. Hands it off to Mack. Mack pushes up court to Brandel. Yachmanoff back to Brandel on the left side. Cross court pass over to Mack. She's got the top of the key. Cross court pass now down low, tipped away by Kapotik. Nice job on a really good entry pass there. Nice job of defense. Kapotik and Whitcomb out. Nunn and who came in?
Finkenbinder.
Finkenbinder back in. Mack around the screen and pulls up. Man, she's got a quick trigger. Finkenbinder brings it down. 27-4. And almost a steal by Mack. And now a steal by Yachmanoff. Quickly down court to Brandel. She picks it up. Almost loses it. Steal by Twig. She goes the other way. She's got three rookies on her. Back to Nunn. Nunn goes baseline. She raises up. She fouls. No basket. 4:08 in the second quarter. 4-27. Dillingham's got to find a way to score, Hoot. I don't know what they can do.
I'm not sure either.
Nunn's free throw up and good. Got to be more than free throws out there, buddy.
They don't have an answer for Mack.
Quickly down court, Mack goes down, drops it down into the low post to Maddie Newman, who's in the game. Kraus now with the ball, gets it tipped away, and she tips it out of bounds. A lot of reaching going on in there, not a lot of fouls being called. Dillingham seems timid. Mack goes down low to Duarte, lays it up and in. Nice little pick and roll. 31-5. At this rate, it's going to be 100. Dillingham needs to find a way. Brittany George with the ball. Down low to Alyssa Nunn. Tries to get it to Brittany George and thrown away by King Cole. Must have been hit by Dillingham because they're going King Cole
away. Yeah, they tipped it.
Got a timeout on the floor. 5 points for the Dillingham Lady Wolverines in a quarter and a half.
And King Cove is playing good defense, but they're not playing that great a defense.
No, Dillingham's just not able to. There's no confidence in there tonight, and I'm not sure why. They're not showing the confidence that they need. You know, they've tried Kapotik with the ball. They've tried Kraus and Twig with the ball. Abby with the ball, Finkenbinder,
yeah.
And there's no confidence in any of them to bring the ball down the floor. Ball into play into Mack's hand. Finkenbinder on her. Steal by Finkenbinder. She breaks the other end, lays it up and in. That helps. 7-31. right back the other way, lays it up, no good. Rebound Twig. And she's knocked down, and they call her for traveling.
That's the first basket for Dillingham.
Yep.
Everything else has been three throws.
Yep. Oh, another turnover. Nice defense by Sifsoff. Jean Krause with the ball now. She's being ridden real hard by Ashmanoff. Mack reaches in, gets the ball, still Dillingham ball in the alternating possession. Oh, ball thrown away by Dillingham. Finkenbeiter couldn't come up with it. Bad pass by Krause. Finkenbeiter was coming at her and she threw it away from her. We're going across the timeline now. Mack hands off to Duarte. Now down to Mack on the baseline. 12-footer, no good. Rebound, none. Twig got the ball. She's on the run. We got a foul on... Who's that foul on? I couldn't see the number, and I didn't see who it was. Must have been on number 20.
That's right.
Her second. She's very aggressive. But she's smart aggressive.
She is. She picks her times.
Shot by Twig. No good. Rebound. Randell quickly down court to... Dillingham watching the rebound dribble out. Back to Mack, three-pointer, no good. Getchman on the... He got a jump ball as Newman reaches in on Finkenbeiter. Two minutes and 3 seconds left in the first half, 31-7, King Cove. Big on Mack. Mack dribbles in, uses her height right over the top of her jump shot from 8, 33-7. Krause with the ball. Gets it cross court to Twig. She's riding her on the back and they won't even call the foul there. Krause with the ball, drives to the baseline. So throws it up, no good. Rebound, fifth shot. 9-33. Mack comes across, gets it down low to Newman. Newman back out to Duarte. To Mack, she floats one in the middle. It doesn't matter if you help, she's still going to pass the ball off. If you don't help, she's going to shoot it up. To Potick with the ball. To Twig. I don't know where there. I was just going to say, where's the foul? That foul was on Yeshmanov. And that'll be the team's 10th. And her first. Twig goes to the line for a two shots. First shot is short. She's going to get another one. 59 seconds left in the first half. Second shot up, and this one rolls in over the lip, getting Dillingham into double figures anyhow. Mack across the timeline. The Potick on her. She goes down. She lays it off over to Newman. Newman's shot no good. Getchmanis. Randell, three-pointer. Short. Rebound to Potick. The Potick pushing hard up the right side. Throws it over the head of Alyssa Nunn. I think Kapotic probably could have kept going with that one.
She should have kept going with it.
36 seconds. Mack with the ball. She stops and pops. First time she's missed. Rebound Krause. Krauss pushes hard up the right side. Right at Brandell, who tips the ball away. Picks it up as Yachmanov. Now down to Mack, going down, lays it up. She misses the layup. And we got a foul. Another one on Mack, or probably that'll be a third.
I don't think it was on Mack. I think it was on 11, yeah. It was on Maddie Newman.
Yeah, Maddie Newman. They were both right there. So Twig back down at the line. She shoots. Air ball. She's got to have to take a little more time than that. Second shot by Twig. Up off the back of the rim. Rebounds by Duarte. Steal by Alyssa Nunn. She gets down and Mack flies right past her, and she just short arms the shot. That's twice that Alyssa Nunn could have scored and didn't. A little nerves, I think. Well, we're going to send it back to KDOG Studios for about 8 minutes. Back here in a it's an exciting game, but it's not a very favorable score for the Dillingham Wolverines. They're down. Lady Wolverines are down 10-35. They've run into a bit of a buzzsaw here. King Cove has come out like a machine and are playing very, very well. And Dillingham has no answer right yet for the for Elena Mack, who is the point guard for the King Cove rookies. Booth, what'd you say she had? 23?
She had 23 for the first half.
23 in the first half by Elena Mack.
Yeah, and the rest of the scoring is Maddie Newman had 2, Sadie Newton had 6, Leilani Brandell had 2, and Delia Duarte had 2. And for Dillingham, Quig Babel had 1, Alyssa Nunn had 1, Jean Krauss had 2. 2 for Finkenbinder and 2 for Kylie Sistoff. That was all the scoring.
Dillingham starts the game the second half off with the ball. Twig with it. She goes into the middle, drags her foot, but no call. Now Krauss has it. She gets it taken away from her by Newton. Pretty soft right there. Mack comes down. Ball gets tipped off. And Dillingham gets the ball. Twig now with the ball. He gets away from her, but picked up by Krauss. Kapata took the ball. One step in. Nobody there to help her. Twig with the ball. Top of the key. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Kapata with the rebound. Up and in by the four goalies. Well, 12-35, that's a better start than they had the first half. Quickly over to Brandell. Her shot too long. Rebound comes down in the hands of Duarte, and she misses. Kapotic down, three-pointer on the way. No good. Krauss tries to save it and steps on the end line. 6:55, 1 minute gone. 2 points scored so far, both by Dillingham. Yachmanov shot, no good. She gets her own rebound. Out to Duarte. Back to Brandell. Rebound, or actually Newton, I'm sorry. And Dillingham gets the rebound. Comes across the timeline. Kapotic over to Twig. Twig goes to the baseline. Tries to get it inside to Sifsoff.
Timeout.
Well, it wasn't a good timeout because she had a layup.
I know. I just said they got a timeout.
I thought you said good timeout.
No, they called a timeout.
Yeah.
Not the opportune time.
No. You get something inside and then you call a timeout. That doesn't work. So it's going to be Dillingham ball in front of their own bench. When the ball, or actually bring me underneath their basket, when the ball comes in. C- Coach Lindsey Leyland very animated in that timeout, in that huddle. Let's see how our kids respond to that. Twig firing the ball inbound into Kapata. Kapata puts it up. No good. Rebound Duarte. Down low to Randell. Her shot no good. Chased down by Duarte. Into the hands of Newton. Her shot no good. Duarte rebound back up and in. Nobody put a body on her. That girl's a rebounding machine. You've got to put a body on her. You've got to box her out hard. Abby Whitcomb across the half-court line, and she loses the ball right into the hands of Mac. Mac goes the other end, lays it up and in. Whitcomb with the ball across half-court. Yashmanef on her. Out to Krause, top of the key. She goes to the left side. Gets it tipped away by Brandell. And going the other way. Duarte with the ball. Hands it off to Mac. Mack goes left to right, kicks it out to Brandell. Up top, stolen by Krause. Krause going in for a layup. Up and in. Duarte didn't want a foul. She just caught up with her as Krause was going in for the layup. 14-39. Mack around the screen, three-pointer, no good, out of bounds, air ball.
King Cove with a timeout.
King Cove with a 20-second timeout. 5:02, 14-39. Well, some discussion on who called the timeout. Dillingham thought they had to hustle in to get the ball. We had a timeout called. We saw it clearly by the King Cove rookies coach, Gary Lamar. Referees are running with three guys tonight.
Yeah.
We don't see that very often out here.
But I don't have any problem with it.
Well, we got Nick and Derek from New Studio Hawk and Greg Armstrong from Dillingham. So the Wolverines can jog back down and get the ball this time instead of ball inbound to Kapata. She's got Brandell on her. Across the timeline to Twig. Twig has Mack on her. Twig dribbles right into trouble. Gets it stolen away by Yashmanef. Into the hands of Mack. Mack goes down the other end, lays it up. Misses the shot. Rebound comes down in the hands of Kapata. Whitcomb comes across the timeline, and Yashmanef is riding her hard, and there's no call. A lot of contact. Nice job of moving your feet by Yashmanef. Down low, ball tipped by Whitcomb, and now stolen by Twig. Twig's going the other way. She's got a caravan with her, lays it up and in. 16-39. Dillingham's not giving up. They're working hard.
They're picking it up.
Now Mack over to Brandell. Back to Mack. Layup. No help from the weak side. As Mack goes straight to the basket.
Without that weak side help, she's going to shoot a lot of layups.
Yeah. Whitcomb goes over to one side. Ball tipped away. She steals it back. And now we have a jump ball going the other direction. I think that was a mystery call by Nick. I think he thought that she traveled, but the ball got tipped away from her, so it wasn't a violation there at all.
No, it wasn't. It was a quick whistle on the jump.
End of the game for the Wolverines. Tweet and Finkenbinder. There's a travel by the big girl, Duarte, she gets going to the basket. Wolverines look to be in a little bit of a gimmick defense here. What'd you see?
I'm not sure what they're running exactly.
It wasn't a man.
It wasn't a man, but it's not a box and one.
No. Binkenbinder across the timeline. She
got away with one.
And then Tweet travels on the other side. So they got it either way. Yeah, Binkenbinder bringing that thing up on her shoulder. Oh. It went between two players and put it back down. Well, it is a boxing one of some sort. Well, it's a zone anyhow. But you can't leave her. You can't leave Mac. That's what she's going to do to you. She's just going to keep firing them in. Finkenbinder across the timeline. To Tweet, 10-footer, no good. Chases down the rebound, picked away by Newton. Newton to Mac. Mac lays it up and misses. Krause gets it tipped away from behind by Mac. Krause could have stopped and everybody would have flown right past her right there.
Yeah. Or somebody would have plowed into her and she drew a foul.
Referees are confused here. Rookie's almost got a free one there.
Almost.
She had the ball in her hand even. Tweed with a three-pointer up. No good. Rebound to Newton. Mack bringing the ball up court. Mack driving to the basket, little floater, and she gets the touch there. 16-46. Mack just picking the pocket of Tweet, dribbling up at her waist, and Newton just timed it. And now she throws it away. Flustered. Zapata coming back in the game. Giving Tweet a break. She never really had got anything going. She just was flustered out there from the word go. We're walking the ball down the other way. Mack with the ball to Newton. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound Brandel to Mack. Three-pointer, no good. And we got a jump ball as Yashmanev, who is probably the shortest girl on the floor.
Yeah.
Got inside, got a rebound. And as she went up with it, Sifsov tied her up. Brought down to Brittany George. Spins, gives it back to Krause. Back to Brittany George. Kylie inside. Turns. Nice little shot by Kylie Sifsov. Worked hard to get that position.
She did. She deserved that shot.
Now the ball is in Newton's hands. 22-footer, no good. Sifsov with the rebound. And her and Yachmanov land. Yashmanov is up, crying, holding her elbow. Sifsov still on the floor. Not sure what she hurt, but she's moving. And she's up on her knees. She gets up. I don't know if she got the wind knocked out of her or what the deal was.
She's helping.
That was hustled by both of them. She's kind of holding her ribs like she got a elbow or something. She might have landed on the girl's elbow Yachmanev's elbow. Now, down the other side, Kapotik with the ball on the baseline. Jump shot, no good. Rebound, none. She puts it up, rolls off. Duarte with the rebound. There was a whole lot of people around there, but I didn't see much of a foul. I'm not sure what Nick Hansen saw from his vantage point, but it didn't look like much from it to me.
He tagged Finkenbinder with it.
Mac across the timeline, Finkenbinder on her, brings it down, kicks it over to Newton. Now inside to Newman, and she travels. Going to be Dillingham ball. 54 seconds left in third quarter, 18 to 48. Quickly down to Kaponik, left-hand layup, up and in. That's what they can do if they can get over the top. King Cove face guarding. Mack goes down, gets it to Duarte at the high post. She brings it out to the dribble, throws it to Mack over on the left side. Finkenbinder on her. Long three-pointer. She drains it. Man, you give her an inch. You give her an inch, she's going to shoot that. Tipped out of bounds by Mack. Kaponik with the ball. She's looking to come up. Ball tipped away from her by Newman. Dillingham ball. Brittany George gets it into Kaponik. Kaponik gets the screen. Newman on her. Actually, no, Newton on her. Mack on Kraus. Finkenbinder goes baseline. She throws it up. She's behind the basket. And it hits the back of the backboard. Mack gets the ball quickly down to Duarte. She lets it fly. Wouldn't have counted.
Nope.
20 to 51. King Cove in complete control of this game.
They definitely are.
On the board, anyhow.
Yeah.
Dillingham had a better half, better quarter that time.
Yeah. Well, they scored 10 points this quarter. And actually, 10 points the whole first half.
Yeah. We got a statistician here. What's your name, young lady? What's your name?
Carrot.
Carrot.
Okay. Carrot with a K.
Okay. We got Carrot with a Paris with a K here helping us. She was looking for a place to sit, I think. She liked what Hoot looked like up here, so she came up and sit next to the old man.
Aww. Thank you.
It'll be King Cove's ball to start. Dillingham better hustle onto the floor. Into the hands of Mack. Mack bringing it over to the right side, left side, going to the right side now. She stops, she pops, and she misses. But rebound Duarte. Into the hands of Newman. Now out to Newton. Her shot three from the three-point line was good. Kaponik bringing it down court. And Grandel reaching in, tipping it out of bounds. Kraus gets it in. And she had none open. None wasn't ready for the ball. Mack bringing it up court for the rookies. She gets a screen by Duarte right over the top of Abby. Abby pushing hard up the right side. Ball tipped away from her. Duarte with the ball. She goes to the left side. She kicks it across to Mack. Mack top of the key, between the legs, step back and throws it in. Up, no good. Dillingham out, hustled to the rebound. Down low to Duarte. And up and in. Abby lost control of the ball, goes out of bounds. And into the game for the Wolverines. Tweet, William. Kaponik taking a break. Down low to Duarte at the top. Mack, three-point line.
Man.
That Decker is just automatic. I don't know how you... I mean, you got to have someone that really plays hard-nosed in your gut defense.
The only way you guard her is player between the numbers.
Yeah, I mean, in her right in her belly.
Yeah, right in her belly.
Yeah. Well, and you have to have someone that just stays right there.
And you
and can stay right there, has the ability to stay right there. That's the hard part.
Exactly. You're going to have somebody quick with size.
Alyssa Nunn with the ball to high post, down to Stiffsoff, out to Twig. Twig gets fouled by Newman. It'll be the second team foul of the half, first team foul of the half. There's been only two fouls all half, one on each team. Stiffsoff with the ball. She gets taken down by Duarte. Not sure where the foul there is. Why there isn't one there, I don't know. But we're going the other way with the alternating possession. Well, I don't know who in 1A could be better than this team, Hoot.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, they're well coached. They're disciplined. They share the ball. They know their roles. And they got probably the best player in the state on their team. Nice hustle by Duarte to tip it back in bounds on the shot, on the missed shot. Down to Kraus. Kraus goes over the top of Mack. Misses the shot. King Cove comes up with the ball. Well, it's just a regular 2-3 zone. I don't know how this could go any worse, so I guess you might as well try it. Inside the three, Creep misses. Rebound Twig out to Kraus. Kraus's shot no good. Rebound Mack. She looks up court. She's got Newman running long. Newman loses the ball, steps out of bounds.
She had her wide open.
And we got a timeout on the floor. Number 21, Rayetta Kazakin is in the game. Got a 39-point lead. You might as well empty the bench.
Yeah.
But Lamar is—he demands the players to, you know, demands perfection. So you know, he's not going to let them be in there if it's just garbage time, just because it's garbage time.
Right. And I'd say with his style, if they're not playing, they won't be in there long.
Exactly. Well, we'll see what happens. We got 5 minutes. Dillingham's not going to win this one. They got to keep fighting, though. I hope they keep their fight.
Yeah.
And then...
No, they haven't lost their hustle.
No. They got to keep that, and then they also have to, finish strong. Boys got to come out with a lot of energy. Hopefully this gym starts rocking for them, because they're going to run into a machine, too. The boys,
the
King Cove T-Jacks are no nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, the King Cove boys is probably just about the best team I've seen in this tournament when they're playing ball.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they do some things that aren't that state championship teams need to do. They don't do
right.
They don't play lockdown defense. They're more of
an opportunist.
Opportunist, absolutely. Into Alyssa Nunn. Alyssa goes up. She misses the shot. She gets a rebound. Puts it back up. We've been waiting for Alyssa Nunn to do that for 3 years. First time she's gotten big in there. I like to see it. And looks like Newton made a pass out of bounds, right past Newman. Kraus brings the ball up the court, and she dribbles it out of bounds. Looked like a tip ball to me.
And I thought so, too. I thought Mack tipped it.
Mack across the timeline, down to Brandell, back to Mack. Newton with a shot, no good. Tweet and Kazakin wrestle for the ball.
I tell you what, those King Cove girls, if you present the ball to them, they're going to tie you.
They're going to tie you up.
They're going to tie you up.
And we got a nice screen by Kraus, and Brandell runs right through it. Second team foul of the half. Dillingham's only had one. That's a hard stat to swallow. Kraus gets the turnover. Shot up, no good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up. Rebound to Twig. Back up by Brittany George. 24-59, 4 minutes on the clock. Mack down, little runner, no good. Rebound, Twig. Twig pushing hard up the right side. Mack caught up with her. She brings it down the other way. She gets it in the high post. Out to Brandel. Over to Kazakin. Back to Brandel. We got to travel. Tweet coming out of the ball game. She's got breathing issues, I know. She's had them for years. It'll be Dillingham ball. Kapotic bringing the ball up court. Kazakin meets her with a forearm shiver. Down low to Brittany George, up and in. 26-59. 3:22 on the clock. Mack walking it up floor. Comes across the timeline. Goes around Kapotic, floats into the middle. Kicks it out to Kazakin, no good. Mack with the rebound. Put back, no good. Rebound sifts off. Gets the ball to Kapotic. Kapotic, her pass to Nunn was tipped away and picked up by the rookie. Now Mack quickly down court, right down to the baseline. Jumper, no good. Ball tipped up. Kapotic with the ball. And she gets,
I don't know
how much more contact is it going to take to have a foul called.
I'm surprised. Three fouls called this whole half. And we've got three referees.
Yeah. Mack with a three-pointer at top of the key. No good. Rebound, none. None over to George, up to Kapotic. Kapotic fumbles it, gets it back. George down low to Nunn. Nice job of stealing by Nunn. She puts it up and in. 28-59. Pass cross court to Newton. Newton goes to the basket. Her shot no good. Rebound. It was all but down.
It was all but down.
Kapotic with it. She gets it stolen. Stolen back by Brittany George. Finally a foul call.
Oh, they called the block silent.
That foul was on number 20, Mack, her third. Kapotic with the ball. Trying to get inside. Nothing there. Steps through. Gets it to Kraus. Top of the key. No good. Rebound, Alyssa Nunn. Tipped away by Brandel to Mack. Mack's going all the way to the basket. She scoops. She's missed more layups.
I know.
She's missed three-pointers.
Yeah.
Sifts off with it at top of the key. Three-pointer up. No good. Rebound, Nunn. She turns. She puts it back up. It's the best I've seen her play.
She's definitely stepped it up.
Yeah. Mack with the ball, stops and pops, air ball. We got subs into the game. Finkenbinder and Whitcomb in. Whitcomb with the ball. Mack got her in a radar. Down low to Sifsoff. Sifsoff goes up. Basket drop. Let's see if they count it. Yep, they do. We got a foul on number 24 or 25. That's on 25. That would be Brandel, her third. Sifsoff goes to the line for a free throw. Duarte takes a seat. Into the game is Calver. Kylie, she lines it up, lets it fly, and it rattles home. Less than a minute now on the clock, 33-59. Mack pushing hard up one side. She throws it down low. Cross court to Newton. Newton loses it. Calvert picks it up. Back up to number 40, Bethany Brandel. And she meets, she runs into Finkenbinder, into Whitcomb. Whitcomb goes down low to Kylie. Her shot blocked by Calvert. Out to Mack. Mack brings it across the timeline. Top of the key. She's going to bring it out top. And she loses it out of bounds. Must have been tipped by Finkenbinder. 10 seconds on the clock. Ball tipped away by George. She brings it down the other end and dribbles it out of bounds. She had a layup.
She did. She had it.
It was too easy. 3 seconds or 6 seconds. Finkenbinder still playing back hard. Oh! I don't know where that elbow didn't get called.
Oh.
That was a horrible play. She come down and just laid it all, laid her over with that elbow. Didn't get called. And guys in stripes are being helped out by their seeing eye dogs now. Oh, well. I always tell them, you're either going to win or you're going to lose. Someone's got to do one. Well, Dillingham left it all on the floor. Unfortunately, they end up second in this tournament. They played hard.
Oh, they did. They put the effort out.
Yep. King Cove's a tough, tough team. They've got some real players in there, no doubt about it. That's a good team, the King Cove rookies. They should look good. They should look good in at state. It'll be interesting to see. Dillingham's got nothing to hang their head about. They played hard. They left it all on the floor. It's a learning experience. Every loss is, you know.
It is.
Well, the boys are getting ready to take the floor.
Yeah, you got some scores.
Hit me.
The score for Dillingham, Sweet Babble had 3. Alyssa Nunn had 7. Dean Charles had 4. Kendra Kapotek had 4. 2 for Abby Whitcomb. 4 for Brittany George. And 9 for Kylie Sifsoff. And for King Cove, Maddie Newman had 2. Sadie Newton had 2. Leilani Brandel had 2. Jalea Duarte had 6. And leading all scorers was Elena Mack with 40. And if she hadn't been missing layups, she'd have had 50.
Or more.
And with Dillingham, the turnover ratio was 28 for Dillingham and 14 for King Cove. So Dillingham turned the ball over just exactly twice as much as King Cove did. And they didn't have an answer for Mack.
No, she's a special player. There's absolutely no doubt about it. You know, that's the type of player every coach wishes they had.
Oh, shoot, 5 of them.
Yeah, I'd take one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Because she makes everybody else better.
Oh, sure.
So,
sure.